And a little bit of bonus, I'm not going to get an offer to use this time.
Hashmatas for the Eger. Remember I said I'm in a zone, I'm not going to address your question. So, I'm probably still in the same zone, I'm not going to address
it.
Yeah.
Is
there a Rabbanan also? But La Halacha, there's a Chuvah for the Kibbutz Eger. And Chacham Avadi makes a quick reference, not the Rabbanan. Someone's asking around. So I'm sorry, I'm not. I realize La Halacha, it's going to be too much. Too much lumbus to get involved with that, but I'll make a quick reference to it as well. Okay, everybody has the booklet? Okay. So the Siyata Dishmaya, last time we had left off with the discussion of Kalim in the Shulchan Aruch in Siv Gimel. Now essentially Siv Gimel talks about a Rajba, where the Rajba discusses that when it comes to Kalim, one could argue that the Kalim that are treif are a davar sheyesh lo matirim. In theory, one could argue such a thing. Let's see that again inside. Always good to chazer over the Dvar Makdoshim. Kli shenes arba b'lias iser, shenes arba b'acherim, ve'eino nikar, batal b'ro, ve'ein danin osa k'davar sheyesh lo matirim. So if you have a utensil that requires hechsher hagola, then it's not considered davar sheyesh lo matirin. For a particular reason, both the Ramah and the Mechaber agree. Because it's going to be expensive. And since it's going to be expensive, then it's not looked at something that's inevitable, and therefore davar sheyesh lo matirin. Now, the Shach in Sivkat and Ches quotes a Marsha. I presented to you what the Nekudas HaMachlokas would be between the Marsha and the Mechaber. I am not going to repeat that Mahalach, and I erroneously attributed that Mahalach. Now it's very nice when you attribute your Mahalach to a giant, but it was my own Mahalach. It's not exactly what Rav Soloveitchik said. So I erroneously said what I believe is the Machlokas between the Mechaber and the Marashal, and Rav Soloveitchik, as we will discuss, says something different. And we saw, leave aside, I'm not going to repeat what we said then, but leave aside that discussion of the Shach and the Marashal, fundamentally the Shach raises a position that's much more stringent. And the Shach is not convinced on a few different fronts that it's not considered a davar sheyesh lo matirin. Firstly, the Shach says that when it comes to hotzos, lav dafka, when it comes to hotzos, does that automatically, just because there is an expense, it doesn't automatically make it that it's not considered a davar sheyesh lo matirin. When it comes to meiser sheni, it's considered davar sheyesh lo matirin. When it comes to nedarim, as we discussed in previously, it's considered davar sheyesh lo matirin. Even though those things don't happen automatically, and even though those things sometimes even require hotzos merubos. So on that front, the shach is machmir. Now the shach also introduces another chumrah that I did not emphasize. Mitalmida yoser mikulam, Ramosha pointed out to me that there's a nuance in the shach that many miss, which will also help us understand a little bit more the chachmas adam that Ramosha asked me to read in shir last time. And that is, the shach also quotes a masas binyamin very cryptically, and Moshe looked up the masas binyamin, and what emerges also is that the shach really has two concerns. Concern, again, he actually has more. I'm not going to get involved with all of his concern. But the two concerns that we're going to focus on is, number one, we said that just because it has a hotzos, that doesn't mean it's not considered davar sheyesh lo matirin. And number two, the shach cryptically says, v'gam nira li. It's about, this is a sifkat and ches, one third of the way through. V'gam nira li sheyesh lishos hakelim ad shelo yu b'nei yomim. Da'az shari min ha-Torah, v'kach kosa b'tshuvas masas binyam. So I even looked in the Kitzer Svarim, actually, where Eli Michel's uncle explained it very well in English, but most of the Kitzer Svarim didn't really explain it. We're missing the Oz V'Hadar on Taruvas. So, but Ravelli's uncle explained beautifully. What's the name of his uncle? Rav Ginsberg. So he's done a very, very good job in summarizing the sugya. So he points out, and this is for sure Emes Lamito, that the Shach has another concern, and that is, aside from Dover Sheyesh Lamatirin, that eventually, if you're magalit, it will become kosher, and therefore it's not batel. Another issue, and that is, if you wait a day, so then it won't be aser at all minat Torah. It's not going to be considered. It's all now no same time lefkam. So it's a davar sheyesh lamatirin for two reasons. One is for hagala, and the other reason, and the shach's not mefurish about it. By the way, if you look in the Berahetev kamat says it in sifkat and vav, and that is the other issue in terms of waiting for a day. So Moshe then pointed out that the Chachmas Adam, which this time you have in the booklet, we don't have to read off of Moshe's computer this time, so the Chachmas Adam in Sifkat and Chav Gimel tells us the Psak very clearly based on the above. In other words, now we need to pask in the Shaila. What's going to be the Halacha if you have something that requires Hagalah, it requires Hagalah, and you have it mixed up amongst other Kalim. So says the Chachmas Adam, and the Chachmas Adam is not going to cut like butter as well. Vidafka, the Mokum Hesed Gadol, Tareach Gadol, Amrinan, Kivan, Shetzarech, Lahotzi, Otzos, Lo Aved Dover Sheyesh Lamatirin. We could rely on the Rajba when it's Hotzos Merubos. Then in such a case, you could say that it's, one could rely on Bittel and say that we don't consider it Dover Sheyesh Lamatirin because of the Rajba Svara. And however you're going to answer the Shach's Raya from Eiser Sheni, we'll get to Rav Soloveitchik's approach shortly, but however you're going to answer Eiser Sheni, you have an answer. In other words, the Rajba had an answer to Eiser Sheni. The Rajba knew Eiser Sheni, the Rajba knew Nadarim, the Rajba had an answer, so there's an answer, so you could rely for the Rajba on the Shulchan Aruch. So far so good in the Chachmas Adam? Any clarification necessary? Rav Osai? Good? Perfect. Avol continues the Chachmas Adam and Gimel Chav Gimel. Avol b'Moklum Hefsin Muat Kigon Kli Shenasar Bablias Iser Shenis Arid Ba'Cherim. But if it's only Hefsin Meruva, Avol Gav Yesham and the Batal Berov. Some say it is Batal Berov. Kidin Yavish B'Yavish. The Ain Dino Kedavish Yesham Materim. Avol Gav Shiachol Agio. Fishet Sarach Lotzi Otzalos Mikol Mokum Kivin Shezeh Hefsin Muat. Mikol Shekain Sheish Lochu Sheish Tamish Bosa Kli B'Sheino Mino Vaz Nikar Iser V'Lo Batal. So he says, he gives a couple of other reasons to be machmer b'ikur the dina. He says it's we should be choshesh that it is a davar sheyesh lamatirin. If it's a davar sheyesh lamatirin, so the halacha is that you should be magil all the kalim. And if it's not going to be a hefsin meruba to be magil all the kalim, then in such a case one would be required. Rev Felder pointed out very beautifully that is. He's all the way in the back of today's booklet. Rav Dickman in the Ezer L'Shulchan quotes one of the popular poskim in Lakewood today is Rav Felder. His father was a famous Talmud of Rav Moshe Feinstein. Felder points out that it would have to be Hotzos Merubos not to kasher one kli, because that kli you have to kasher anyhow, but rather it would be Hotzos Merubos that now you have to kasher many kli, which in such a case could be. In Beit Shemesh, before Pesach, you pay the same amount of money, whether to kasher one kli, whether to kasher five kalim. So then in such a case, that wouldn't qualify as Hotzos Merubos. It depends on the system, it depends what's going on. But Rav Felder is pointing out that the Hotzos Merubos have to be outside of the kli itself, because for sure you're going to have to be magil that one kli. So that's what he says in the back of the Ezer L'Shulchan. But once it's Hotzos Merubos, then in such a case it could be makel. However, then the Chachmas Adam concludes, V'lachein nachon lahoros lishos achlo yukelim b'nei yomam. Therefore, the halacha is, even in a case of both hefsim ruba and hefsim muat, you should wait to have the kelim eina ben yoma. Why? Because the Chachmas Adam agrees that this chiddush of the Masos Din Yadim that Rav Moshe pulled out from the shach, he's saying that one should be choshesh, that's the davar sheyesh lamatirin on that front. And so therefore, the halacha is that one should that it's no longer davar sheyesh lamatirin on the front, that it's ben yomo, that eventually become an eina ben yomo, and you should wait a full day. We pointed out that the Aruch HaShulchan holds that also, that meikur didini we pass on like the Shulchan Aruch, but the lechatchila comes out quite beautifully in the Chachmas Adam, to be mechalek between hefsin meruba, hefsin muat, and then also either way you should leave it for a day so that the other issue of davar sheyesh lamatirin would not apply. Okay, so that's in regards to the basic halacha and a clarification on that point of what the Chachmas Adam was referring to, And the beautiful nuance in the Shach that many, including myself last week, had glossed over. Okay. Now, in regards to the Omek Hadavar of the Shach, Rabbi Yamin said something. I'm going to leave what Rabbi Yamin said last week, and I'll go straight into the way Rav Soloveitchik presented a beautiful chiddush in terms of understanding the Shulchan Aruch and the Shach. What the Rav said, the Rav was bothered by a much more conceptual question that I was bothered by. The Rav came to the same conclusion, but he was bothered with a different question that I was bothered by that I think Rabbi Yamin might have been alluding to. The way Rav Miller introduced it is that the Rav was bothered that he didn't understand how in the world the Rajba could call this Davar Sheyesh Lo Matirin. What's an example of Davar Sheyesh Lo Matirin? Davar Sheyesh Lo Matirin is something that is ostensibly asur. The item itself is asur, and the item is going to become mutter. Beitza dafgimel on the base. The beitza smoksa starts off as being asur, and eventually it's going to become mutter. However, over here, Rav Soloveitchik was extremely bothered by this, and for this he turned the world upside down. And he was bothered, and I think some of the Avrichim were also bothered by this question. I was less bothered by it, but the Avrichim were bothered by this as well. At the end of the day, this is not a Davar Sheyesh Lo Matirin. What do you do when you have blios in a kli? When you have blios in a kli, you have blios that are put into the kli. The kli is us or why? Because it has blios that will come out and make something usr. The kli is not usr. The kli is not usr. So, in Rav Miller's words, why would it appear in Siman Kuf Beis? It doesn't belong in Siman Kuf Beis at all. This has nothing to do with Davar Sheyesh Lo Matirin. I was less bothered by the question. Therefore, my approach was slightly different. I didn't even... And Rav Soloveitchik came to the same conclusion that I did, but I didn't notice that he was bothered by a more lamdish akasha. So let's take a look again how Rav Konigsberg Shlita quotes him. He says, five lines from the bottom on Shin Dalit. By the way, this yisod we're going to use even for lahalacha, so it's important, even if lamdus is not your cup of tea, it's a very important point, lahalacha as well. The Ar Sameach believes that the Yisod that we're about to say, you can't understand most of Taruvas and all Dinim Nosim Tam without accepting this Chiddush. That's what Ar Sameach claims. Five lines of Amin Shin Dalid. Avul Iser Sheishar Le'olam B'Yisura. If you have an Iser that is always going to remain Aser, Blios doesn't always remain Aser. Ela She'efshar La'afrido Lo'tzio Min HaHeter. But what could you do? You could take it out of the Heter. So the Kli is Heter. The Blios are Iser. It's not considered davishalom. So then the Rav came to the same conclusion we came to last week. And that is that it only makes sense if the Rajba holds like Rashi. That Rashi is very, very practical. Rashi's issue is so then it's balabatish. Then the word is that now you're going to rely on bittul when there's iser here. Wait for tomorrow where it's entirely mutter. That was the way the Rav came to the same conclusion that we came to last week, but with more of a sharper conceptual question. And his conceptual question is that it's not a davar sheyesh lo matirin. When we're talking about the Isra, it's going to remain us, so you're just getting it out. And the pot, which is always mutter. That was his assumption. So Rav Ganak Shlita points out, and this is in Siman Yud Dalet, Rav Konigsberg mentions this. I remember Rav Ganak discussing this with us, but I don't remember Rav Ganak saying it in this Rajba. Rav Ganak suggests the following Teretz to the Rav's Kasha, and we're going to see that the Rav, even though he didn't say this Teretz, he definitely used it in terms of lining things up here as well. And that is the fascinating Chiddush of the Ar Sameach. It's kedai to look at this Ar Sameach for those who want real, real lamdos on Tam Ki Iker and how this Yisod permeates almost everything we've discussed in Dine Tam. It's a tour, Kedarko is a tour de force of the Ar Sameach. Kedai to, as a dessert, it's kedai to look up this Ar Sameach. Ar Sameach's bonus is amazing. The Ar Sameach suggests that we misunderstood how the halacha of Agolas Kelim work. The Agolas Kelim is not just simply about getting rid of an Iser, but the Torah prohibits you to use a kli that has Blios Iser. In other words, Haggadah does two things. It removes the Blios, and it creates a Chalo Sheim Heter in the kli. The Rabbi Yamin asked me, well, after Shir, why say something so fancy? So he has reasons, because he claims that you'll never have Tom coming out of a kli otherwise. That's the Arsameach claims. If you follow all the Shitas of Rabbeinu Tam in a few places, he says you won't understand anything unless you go with his assumptions. So that's what the Arsameach claims, that the kli itself has an identity of Isur. So if that's so, of course, then the kasha falls away. That's how Rabbi Ganak wants to answer. Even according to the Ran, the reason why it's called the Davar Sheyesh L'Matirin is because when you have Blias Isser in a Kli, it's not just that there's Blias Isser in the Kli becomes an object of Isser itself. In Kainim Advarim, so then we're Marviach something else. And that is, you remember the Maril's Kasha on the Rajba? The Maril asked the Kasha on the Rajba, then when it comes to Maiser Sheni, it's considered a Dover Sheish L'Matirin, even though it's a Tircha. So what do you see? You see that you don't take Tircha into account. So if you take a look in the next page on Shin Hei, Rav Solov Eitrich, Rav Konigsberg quotes, this is in the footnote, and Dibra Maskel Ulam answers beautifully. V'tiritz al zeh Rabbeinu l'fi svaraso, d'shani kli yisr shei adei ha'gola, ein etzem ha'yisr mishtana lios heter, El rak yotze yisr medofne ha'kli, u'memela lo shayach lach shiva k'dover sheish l'matirin, el l'fi svaras rashi. What's the Rajba's shita? The Rajba's shita is that it's asr because of Rashi. What does that mean? That because tomorrow it's going to be mutter. So when we're talking about the chash of Rashi, so then Rashi will be mechalik between otzos merubos and where there aren't otzos merubos. However, if we're going within the sheet of the Ran, so then the Ran is talking about the fundamental status of the item. So according to Shitas HaRajba, that goes with Shitas Rashi, so then you take Hotzos Merubos into account or not. But if you're going with the Shita of the Ran, so the Ran was looking at the status of the Chayfetz itself. So the Shita of the Ran is that there we don't take into account Hotzos Merubos. So it depends on what type of Dover Sheyesh Lo Matirin we're talking about if we have the Din of Hotzos Merubos. If we're talking about the Dover Sheyesh Lo Matirin of Rashi, so then in such a case, there Hotzos Merubos is a Cheshba. And what's the sheet of the Rajba? The Rajba is obviously going within the world of Rashi, because he doesn't accept Dar Sameach's Chiddush. However, the kasha from Maaser Sheni is not a kasha at all, because when it comes to Maaser Sheni is a different halacha. It's not the Dover Sheyesh L'Matirin of Rashi, but rather it's the Dover Sheyesh L'Matirin of the Ran. There, it's a question of whether there's objective Hotzos Merubos. This last point about answering, that's the cherry on the top. It's a bonus. What I want everybody, I'll crunch now, something I want everybody to understand. What I want everybody to understand is that when it comes to the kli, so there the kli to say that tam in the kli is considered davar sheyesh lo matirin, that is subject to much debate. One could argue that it's not considered davar sheyesh lo matirin at all. If you're going to say that it is davar sheyesh lo matirin, the tam in the kli, so then there's one of two possibilities. Either you're going within shitas Rashi, and then you look practically at the situation. That's one way of being mazbir, the halacha, the tam, and the kli. Or the other way to go with Arsa Meach's Kiddush. Adkan, what I want you to take away. Then I just pointed out that Rav Soloveitchik himself pointed out that Gufa, the Kasha from Maaser Sheni, might be totally on the Ran versus Rashi, and the Mechaber was going within Rashi, will take into account the Tosas Merubos, and if you went with the Shitas Aran, Rav Soloveitchik thought you wouldn't take that into account, and therefore there's no Kasha from Maaser Sheni onto the case of Kalim, because the different halacha of Dover Sheyesh Lo Matirin. Ad kan divrei Rabbeinu HaGadol Zatzal. That's the chiddush that the Soloveitchik suggested. Let's broaden it, and that is that what comes out is time after time after time we see that at least the Rav assumed, and we thought that it worked out nicely, that in the Mechaber and in the Ramah, both of them seem to be going with the Shita of Rashi and not the Shita of the Ran. The Shach, one could argue, especially according to Rav Soloveitchik's approach, also was going within the Ran as well. And this Ar Sameach is something that you should put in your pocket. Ad kan halamdus, the halacha again, let's just repeat the halacha to make sure that we have the halacha clear. The halacha is that when it comes to a taruvos of kelim, so there we have the shita of the Rashba that with hotzos merubos it's mutter. The Shach says that you could pask in that way behefse meruba. The Shach had the added dimension, and that is that there's another davar sheish lamatirin, and that is that if it's a ben yomo, then it will be ena ben yomo tomorrow, and therefore he says you need to leave it. So according to the Chachmas Adam, whether it's Hefse Meruba or Hefse Muat, one should leave it until tomorrow. Okay. Ad kan, this beautiful nuance of the Sugya. There is another piece that I made reference to, and I showed you the Ripsi Pesach Frank, and that is not a Taruvos of Hechsher Kalim, but Taruvos of Tvilas Kalim. And I told you Ripsi Pesach Frank said that Lechura it's not Hotzos Meruvos. And if it's not Hotzos Merubos, then he thought one would have to be Machmer. I wanted to share with you that Chacham Avadya Zatzal has an amazing take on this that's based on a very important Piskei Tshuva in Davar Sheish L'Matir. Now this important Shita of the Note of Yud in Davar Sheish L'Matir is a little bit academic, although you will see Poskim make reference to. Most Poskim do not follow this. This Noda B'Yehuda, but it's a fascinating Noda B'Yehuda in the Sugya of Davar Sheish L'Matirin, everybody has to know. In Sif Katan Vav, the Piskei Tshuva suggests the following. Ube'emes l'aniyas daiti. B'lav hachi lo havei kan davar sheyesh l'matir. And he quotes the Noda B'Yehuda, which is quoted, Rabbi Yisrael pointed out to me, quoted l'halacha in the Nachlas Tzvi and Simen Kuf Pei Zayin. The other davar sheyesh l'matir that came up in, it comes up in Hilchos Nida often, that you could always be, you'll always have to be machmir, many shailas that eventually are going to become mutter, when the isha anyhow is going to become mutter. Says the Noda B'Yehuda, the only time you have to be machmir on davar sheyesh lo matirin is the case in the Gemara in Beitza and those that are like it on Gimel Amud Beis, and there it's an egg. And the shayla over there is if you're allowed to eat the egg. Because the egg is muksa. Comes along Rashi, and what was Rashi HaKadosh's Lashon? Ach, yochlenu hayom b'yisir, yochlenu alayla b'heter. So it's yochlenu, it's eating it. What happens, says the Tzlach, off in Ord, in Beitza, what happens if you want to know whether you could be metaltel the egg? When it comes to eating, you have one shot at it. Consumption is either today or it's tonight. But if you're being metaltel, the tzach is mechadesh, then you don't have that svara. Because you could be metaltel tonight, and you could also be metaltel today. So the tzach is mechadesh. A couple of avrichim came over to me. They weren't sure if they understood the tzach. They did understand the tzach. It's just a mass. He said, but 95% of the cases that we all discussed aren't shayach to this. He's right. You could rip out 95% of davar sheyesh l'matirin according to the tzlach. And the tzlach says that if you have something that is not a question of whether you're going to consume it today or consume it tomorrow, v'amevin yavin, the Gemara's lashon is mikli kali. Remember, when it came to davar sheyesh l'matirin, if it's mikli kali, v'amevin yavin, then it's going to have a different din, where it's entirely destroyed. So, says the Tzlach, and the Noda B'Yehuda. Noda B'Yehuda seems to be willing to even pask in this way, that you're not going to say davar sheyesh l'matirin in such a case. Im kenim advarim. So then, hagolas kelim. Is hagolas kelim a question of today versus tomorrow? You could do it today, and you could use it today, you could use it tomorrow. Comes along Chacham Avadya Zatzal, and he quotes, I've always waited for this, in our Masorah, we don't quote this often, but I know amongst the Sfaradim, he's known as a great tzaddik. I've never had the schus to be mafalpel in his Torah. This is the first time. Chacham Avadi quotes him quite often. You hear, when do they use, he has a special school for tzedakah, Reb Chaim Palagi. You hear about Reb Chaim Palagi. So, Chacham Avadi in Chelik Yaradeya, Simin Tes, Os Dalit, quotes Reb Chaim Palagi as a tzad to be makil against Reb Tzvi Pesach Frank, based on the Tzlach Svara. Take a look at Os Dalit. Ulam Yesh Lahoyer, it's on the bottom of Kuf Mem Aleph, from Chelik Bezin Yabia Omer. My Rach Palagi, the Choshalai Milsa Kedavar Sheish Lamatirin. Excuse me. Reb Chaim Palagi was Machmir and considered a Davar Sheish Lamatirin. The other way. Reb Chaim Palagi was Machmir and held that was a Davar Sheish Lamatirin. Share Yoduach, Chacham Avadya comes along and he says, but the Tzlach says that the halacha is that one could be Mekil in regards to those things that are only Ishtamshus, because then you could use it both tonight and tomorrow. Fourth line from the top in Oz Dalit, V'uva Drav La'alacha B'Nachlas V'la Piskei Tshuva. V'odayim Piskei Tshuva. He quotes our Piskei Tshuva. Because of Hashach, to Mikom Okom Yesh Lishos Hakem. So, he points out that the Shach is Machmir against the Noda B'Yehuda, but there is such a tzad. V'im Kain, Af Le'inyin L'shtamish B'Kelim, Sheyesh Ben Taru V'shel Kli Aton Tfila, Efsher Lahatir Mitama Omor. Maybe one could be Mekel based on the above. Baruch atu adeinu eleinu melech olam shehakol nehyeh bedvaro. My dear friend Rav Rafi Ronis, who was familiar with the sugya because of Tefilas Kelim, Chacham Avadya was going through this, was talking here about Tefilas Kelim, really not our sugya. He claims that this is one of the svaras that Chacham Avadya says the halacha when it comes to glass, one could be mekel, and because it's only a derabbanan, and you could rely on this halacha for. I didn't follow that entirely in Chacham Avadya itself. That was what my dear friend told me. Either way, this svara of the tzlach Chacham Avadya takes extremely seriously, and this will be a tzad lahakel. The minhag ha'olam nidmeli is to be machmir and to say on a taruvas of kalim as well that you would have a shaila of dover sheyesh lamatirin. It could very well be, as Rav Tzvi Pesach Frank says, that there's Hotzos Merubos on Hechsher Kalim and not Hotzos Merubos on Tvilas Kalim. Rav Tzvi Pesach Frank came out that the Tvila would be without a bracha, not with a bracha, but Chacham Avadya has this tzad to be mekel. One should be aware, as a tzirif lahakel, he uses this pischei tshuva, this famous Noda B'Yuda that everybody should know in terms of Dover Sheish L'Matirin, so every once in a while the poskim do use this tzad to be mekel. Chacham Avadya goes on to point out that the pashtus is that we don't paskin like this this Noda B'Yehuda. We're going to keep your eyes open that we're going to have cases in the Shulchan Aruch and the Ramah that l'chura we don't follow that. But keep your eyes open and we will continue as far as that's concerned and see some more issues that are connected. Okay. We've gone through almost every case in the Rabbi Yosef Cairo, and of course there's a lot more that we have to go through in the Ramah. And we've seen a bunch of halachas. Let's just summarize halachas that we've had in the Shulchan Aruch. So halachas that we had in the Shulchan Aruch were Siv Gimel, Kli Shenesar B'Bliyos Isser, which we said made sense according to Rashi. Siv Dalit, that if the Dover is Miskalkel, also makes sense according to Shitas Rashi, that as well it's not going to be considered Dover Sheish L'Matirin. And basically that's all from the Mechaber. That's all we have in the Mechaber. However, when it comes to the Ramah, there are many other rules that the Ramah gives, which we're going to get to shortly. There's one more halacha of the Mechaber that we didn't do in Siv Beis. The Mechaber says as follows, Yesh Misha Omer, Shelo Amru Dover Sheish L'Matirin, Ela kishahamatir asid lavoi al kolpanim. Oyim amatir biyada lasoi soi beloi hefsid. Avol dover sheina biyada ve'ena vada shiove hamatir, ena bidin dover sheish lamatirin. Lefichach, beitza shal safek shreifa shenis arva bacheres, Eina b'din davar sheyesh l'matirin, v'fi she'ein ha-matir b'vadai, v'eina b'yodai. So the Mechaber tells us that if we have a case of a suffik trefa that is mixed up with other things, so then, in such a case, it's not davar sheyesh l'matirin. Even though we've seen that eggs, in many instances, is a davar sheyesh l'matirin, but a suffik trefa is not a davar sheyesh l'matirin. Why? Because we don't know for sure that it's going to become mutter. Let's just spell out. You have an egg that was laid, and the mother hen that laid it, we're not sure if it's a trefa. Now, what would you do in such a case? The pure halacha is that you would let the mother hen live for a year and see if the mother hen is going to live. So then in such a case, the egg is not a yotze from a trefa. If the mother hen does not, then sure enough, it's a trefa. So now we're not sure, says the Mechaber. So since we're not sure, the halacha is what? The halacha is that it's going to be mutter, because it's not considered a davar sheyesh lo matirin. Now this halacha, it's one of the strangest halachas that we've had in a long time. And what's even stranger is the shach and the taz don't stop at why it's strange. That I don't have an answer. But we will try to explain the halacha. Why the shach and taz don't stop at the strange halacha is in itself strange. The Be'er Heitev. Be'er Heitev generally just summarizes the shach and the taz. But here, because the shach and taz don't step up, so Be'er Heitev himself steps up. And he quotes Ramosha Milavuv. He quotes Ramosha Milavuv that asks a great question. Sif katan hey in the Be'er Heitev. Lama kasana mechaber l'fi she'ena mati bevadai. The mechaber says, oh, you're not sure that's eventually going to become mutter. He asks like a good landin. He says, the suffik trefa lo shaya klal, davar sheyesh lo matirin. Suffik trefa is not relevant to davar sheyesh lo matirin. Mishum degabe beitza shenob lo biyantiv shapir shayach lomer shu davar sheyesh lo matirin. Da'asha vuhasu l'machrasa yen mutter. Because today it's asr, tomorrow it's going to be mutter. Masha'en kein bebeitza suffik trefa, afim aheter yeh biyado shiyavo bevadai, mikol makum nis'ar b'achem tinu shiyivatom l'manev shach. Asks the Ramosha Milavov a very basic question. If the Beitza is turned out from a Tarnagol to Treifa, so then it's not Dover Sheish Lamatirin, it's Osir. And Vimoisa Tarnagol's Ksheira, Imkain Lo Nasra Beitza Me'olam. And if the Tarnagol is the Ksheira, so then in such a case the Beitza was never Osir in the first place. The great Kasha. What does it mean? It's not Safek Trefa is not Davar Sheyesh Lo Matirin. Safek Trefa, you don't know the Metzius. But that's not called a Davar Sheyesh Lo Matirin. That's Rav Moshe Milavov's question. Anybody need me to repeat the question? So far so good? Yeah? Should I repeat it? Okay. So that's the kasha. Rav Soloveitchik again pointed out that again, the Mechaber is following within Shitas Rashi. If you hold like Shitas Rashi, at the end of the day, practically, you can answer Rabbeinu Moshe's Kasha and say, Ein Hachanami. Eventually you're going to know. But right now, you don't know. So then, Achi Ochlenu be Isser. Now it's a Safik Isser. Wait till later on, then such a case, then it's a Safik Isser. So wait till later on. Will you know for sure? In other words, according to Rashi, if you're asking practically, then it could be considered davar sheyesh lo matirin. You could be mefalfel within that, but that's what Rav Soloveitchik suggested. The Be'er Heitev himself gives another answer. V'nirali the taretz da mechaber ayrikam the beitza shel safek trefa shenolda biyomtiv gamkein. Interesting ukimta. We're not talking about Suffolk Trefa, because then you could have the halacha memanushah. But rather, what are we talking about? We're talking about a Suffolk Trefa shenolda b'yamta. V'im kein afshoy se tarnagol k'sheira mikol makom ha-beitza asura hayom shenolda b'yamta. V'salka dayta chamina em osa beitza nsar b'yamta v'lo tispatol be'elef mishum sheyesh lachos shemeti yar tarnagol k'sheira. V'im kein ein le-beitza zu shum isurak shenolda b'yamta. Kamashlan hol shein amati bevade asalavo the shema tia treifa imkein lo mikri beitzazu davar sheish lo matirin. What happens if something has two Isurim now, one of them's a Safek, and the other is a Vadai, but that Isur is a Davar Sheyesh Lo Matirin? Is that enough to be considered a Davar Sheyesh Lo Matirin or not? That's going to be the Shaila of the Mechaber. That's how Rabbeinu Moshe Milovov learns. Okay, this is a Harifus, not too important in terms of the Halacha Lamaisa, but two different ways of understanding this halacha of the Mechaber. I can't resist, but just to show you, I'll do it briefly, that the Prima Gadim himself has a very, very similar issue, raised a very, very similar issue in his Shar Taruvas. And he again is told of that issue in the Machlokis between Rashi and the Ran. In Chelek Gimel, Perek Beis, he doesn't speak about a Safek Treifa, because Safek Treifa you could be Mefaltel, but he talks about what about a Vadai Treifa? That's Nola Biyantif. In other words, Ramosha Milavuv spoke about a Safek Treifa, Shinola Biyantif. And Dibra Maskel Vihine, the Prima Gadim says, in Kain, Beitzas Treifa, Shinola Biyantif, would we say that in such a case, that is considered a davar sheyesh lo matirin or not? So he says that that's going to be talui in the machlokis between Rashi and the Ran. According to the Ran, it's not considered davar sheyesh lo matirin. Why? Because the item is always going to be usur, because it's a treifa. So according to the Ran, it's not considered davar sheyesh lo matirin. It doesn't ask in the entire Taruvas. But according to Rashi, you could argue, that's what the Prima Gadim argues, that now that after Yom Tov it's going to have less of an Isur. If it has less of an Isur, it's going to be considered davar sheyesh lo matirin. Fascinating. That's how the Prima Gadim connects the issue. That's a nice ha'ar. That's a nice ha'ara. She yochol ocho acha yontif beheter gomor. Yefe. Jacob's being massive on the Prima Gadim. I didn't think of that. Rashi says beheter gomor. Okay, that's, I have to think about it in the base matter. Yefe. That's a nice heart. Okay. So this is the end of the discussion within the Shita, within the Mechaber. As you noticed, there are many Hosafos of the Ramah. So the Siyata Deshmaya, we're now going to begin the Ramah in Sif Dalet. And the Ramah raises some fascinating issues. Let's start with the beginning of the first case in the Ramah. I might jump around a little bit, going to different cases of the Ramah at different times. The Ramah says as follows: Had the davar sheyesh lo matirin ein a bottle, haynu dafka im ha'isur be'en. O sheyesh adayim mamashos ha'isur b'taruvas. Avol taimoy bottle. Says the Ramah, when do we say the rule of davar sheyesh lo matirin? That's only if we're talking about mamashos. But if it's tam, so then in such a case it's going to be batal. Tam is going to be batal. The makar for this is quoted in our Beis Yosef. It's a Mardechi. The achronim are mefaltel, that there's a stira in the Mardechi. I'm going to leave that. The Prima Gadim asks that question. But at the end of the day, we have this svara that if it's tam, so then in such a case, one could be Mako. What would the svara be? So it's a little bit hard. What exactly is this svara? What would the case be? If I have, let's decide which case of Darshish Shalom Matirin we're going to use. a neder. Let's say there was a time I'd taken a neder on meat, and I have a ben yomo pat, and that was cooked with an item that's parv. So there you have tam basar, but you don't have the mamashus of basar. So that would be an example. We're going to discuss iser chadash. So you have tam chadash, but you don't have mamashus of chadash. We'll discuss chametz b'pesach. You have tam chametz, but you don't have the chametz mamash. So those would be examples of where you have tam. So the Ramah has a chiddush over here, and the Ramah says that tam is not going to be batal. The truth is, as the Shach writes in Sifkatan Yud, the Ramah's sheet is very hard to understand. Take a look at the Shach Sifkatan Yud. Hakol tofsu al Rav does that. All jump on the Rav. Kiman de davar sheyesh lo matirin u'mali b'luah olo. Sof yesh heter liyisura. At the end of the day, why is it going to make a difference of whether it has tam or not? Everybody jumps on this Ramah. What is the svara of the Ramah? The Yoser Mizeh, the Shach and Sifkatan test, points out that Lechura, the Gemara in the Darin, seems to be against this. Take a look at Sifkatan test. The Shach three lines into Sifkatan test. So if you take a look in the Gemara in the Darm Daf Nun Ches, the Gemara speaks about a neder, which is a davar sheyesh lo matirin, that someone made a neder on a food item, and the Gemara there in that context also talks about tam. So I just put on your outline on the cover page of the booklet that Rabbeinu Tam in the Sefer HaYashar says that you have to read that Gemara is talking about Hanoder Min HaYerek, it's not talking about tam, and when the Gemara is talking about tam, the Gemara is no longer talking about davar sheyesh lo matirin. If you take a look at the Gemara, you could be mefaltel within how to read the Gemara itself. But at the end of the day, the Shach himself comes down quite hard on this Ramah, as well as the Grah. So there are many who come out quite stiff on this Ramah and are not mekabel this Shita of the Ramah. It lahalacha. So there is a similar type of Shaila, not in Hilchos Taruvos, but the Shaila plays itself out in Hilchos Yom Tov. In Simen Tav Kuf Yud Gimel, Siv Gimel, the Mechaber talks about a Beitza Shenolda B'Yom Tov, which is, of course, a Dover Sheyesh L'Matirin, that the Tam was mixed up into food. That's in your booklet, the last three pages. Let's take a look. Tav Yud Gimel Gimel. Beitza Shenolda B'Yom Tov, Shenes Pashla B'Shoge Im Basar, V'Tavshil, Im Yeshishim Kinego Akol Mutter Chutz Min HaBeitza. So, if there is a lasting effect of the beitza in the sense that it gives tam or it gives chizusa, so then in such a case not batel. Why? Because it's a davar sheyesh lo matirin. That is the reason why it would be usur. That's how the Magen Avraham understands it. Excuse me, that's how Taz there understands, not the Magen Avraham. Take a look at Sifkatan Tes, that the Mishnah Berurah says, Aval b'shach b'yoredeya, b'chem b'yoregar sham, mefarshim d'kavanasa, l'chazusa, o l'taima. If it's there l'taima, so then in such a case, then you have a problem, that's a davar yoshio shlamatirin, and it's not going to be batal. That's how the Mishnah Berurah explains the Psak of the Mechaber in Sifkatan Tes. In Sifkatan Ches, the Mishnah Berurah says, Avodas Ramah b'yoredeya, v'kimat shu rak l'tamo b'lvad v'lo mamashu shal isur, batel afilu b'davar sheyesh lo matirin. He points out that the Ramah is more makil, that the Ramah says that if it's for tam alone, so then in such a case, if it's davar sheyesh lo matirin, then one could be makil. U'b'mekom mania simchas yomtif yesh l'smol chalzeh. So even though I don't have a good answer for the Shach's kasha, where the Shach says, what's the difference in Svara between a Tam of Davar Sheyesh Lo Matirin and a Mamashos for Davar Sheyesh Lo Matirin? The Mishnah Berurah himself has an interesting split up Psak. On the one hand, he goes with the Shach, the Grah, and according to the way many understand the Mechaber, in Hilchos Yom Tov Tav Kuf Yud Gimel that on Tam we would say that it's still a davar sheyesh lo matirin. However, he says b'makom minia simchas Yom Tov, in such a case one could follow the shita of the Ramah. So the explanation would be that Mikra Dedim we pass by the Ramah, even though the Shach has some very good questions. I pointed out you could be Miyashit the Gemara Nedarim according to Rabbeinu Tam in the Sefer Ayosher if you take a look. But at the end of the day, there are many rayas. Nevertheless, the Makom Minya Simchas Yom Tov, we follow the Shita of the Ramah. Okay, so that's a technical question that does come up in Hilchos Yom Tov, whether there's Davar Sheyesh Lo Matirin on Tam. What is a fascinating kasha is you could ask a stira mineu bei within our Ramah. Some of you might have been bothered by this question. L'chura, the Ramah and Siv Dalid, you're nodding your head, Rabbi Yosef. Yeah, beautiful. And so one thing at a time, you could ask a stira. That is what? That in Siv Dalid, the Ramah said that we're not kosher for Tam, but in Siv Gimel, the Ramah went with the Mechaber that had Dover Sheish HaMatern, Amblius and Caleb. That's the Kasha. So I photocopied for you the Badei HaShulchan, who quotes two of my favorite Achronim, as you might have come to learn. That is, he has a teretz from the Mishkanes Yaakov, and he has a teretz from the Yad Yehuda. Both of them two beautiful terutzim. So the we're going to go with the Mishkanes Yaakov's teretz. It was easier for me to photocopy the Badei HaShulchan, but it's kedai to look up the Mishkanes Yaakov. Well, we have to tell Yoni, I don't know if our yeshiva has a Mishkanes Yaakov, or Shuvah's Mishkanes Yaakov. We should. We really, really should. Especially, the Mishkanes Yaakov represents, our yeshiva now does a lot of halacha as well. Our yeshiva is a hemshich of yeshiva's Volozhin. The prototype, the first Baal Meshiv halacha who came out of Volozhin, after Rav Chaim Volozhin was the Mishkanes Yaakov. He also has a very illustrious brother, the Karen Ora. Rav Yaakov Karmin and they were brothers. So Mishkanes Yaakov gives the following teretz, which I believe might be the precursor to the Arsa Meach Tzchidish. And that is, if you take a look, as you could see, my printer early this morning was acting up. First word on the line is Mishkanes, halfway through the Biurim in the Badei HaShulchan. It's right after Chacham Avad Yischuva. Mishkanes Yaakov Simen Lamed Hei Kosel Taretz. So again, for everybody, we'll repeat again what the kasha is. The stira is that the Ramah over here, the Ramah said that when it comes to Tam, there's no din of davar sheyesh lo matirin. Yet when it came to Kalim, what do we say when it came to Kalim? That by Kalim we do have the halach of davar sheyesh lo matirin. So kasha l'taritz b'zeh the lo chashiv ki aygavna ki bitul tam. Ela al mamish ki abitul hu ala kli atzmai. So Mishkanes Yaakov claims, it's a beautiful tshuva, the Mishkanes Yaakov there claims that we're not talking about bitul on tam, but we're talking about the kli himself. So l'chura, the Mishkanes Yaakov is a raya. I'm going to be zochet to spend Shabbos in the Old City with Rav Schechter Shlitas. I want to ask him what he thinks about this. This might be up his alley. He might tell me he doesn't like the Arsameach, and he might tell me also. But the Lechura, the Mishkanes Yaakov, is right up the alley of the Arsameach, and that is that what we saw, that the din of Blios Bekli is not a din of Blios per se, that it's a question of what is the status of the Kli, and once you have Blios in a Kli, then that transforms the entire din of the Kli, and that's how the Mishkanes Yaakov answers the Kasha. But that's a Kasha that most definitely needs to be asked, and the Yad Yehuda has another teretz. If you take a look, the Badei HaShulchan quotes his teretz over there. As far as that's as much what we'll discuss in this Ramah about Tam. Let's continue on. Yes, sir. Sure. Okay. Yeah. So the Vart, the way we discussed towards the beginning of this year from the Ar Sameach, is that when you have a shaila on a kli with blios, you don't really simply have a shaila on blios. You have a question of what is the status of the kli, and there's an iser to use that kli that has blios. It's not simply that it's a shaila on a blio. It's a shaila on the whole status of the kli. And the male, if you have a taruva, so then you have a shayla on all the kelim when you have a taruva, so maybe that's called the davar sheish lo matirin. That might be what the Mishkan Yaakov is saying, but I'd like you to look up the Mishkan Yaakov to see if I'm shtupping ein. In other words, I'm taking this exciting idea that Rav Soloveitchik himself liked and putting it into the Mishkan Yaakov, which works nicely in our Masora, but the question is whether it's muhrach in the Mishkan Yaakov. It's a very nice tshuva if you take a look. Yeah?
Going along with the Masin Yom in the Shah.
Yes.
Right, so that might throw a wrench
in other words, there's another din. You have another shayla here of davar
sheish. If it's davar sheish matir, because if you leave 24 hours and something happens to the blias themselves, then the issue of the real focus is on the
blias. As on the blias. Although you could say, no, what our Samach is going to say, it transforms the status of the kli. 24 hours gives the kli another chaloshin. That's what you'll have to say. Okay. The last thing, we're already getting close to the hours mark, when the light is flashing, 2-minute warning. So let's try to get in Chametz B'Pesach, okay? In regards to Chametz B'Pesach, so here, further into the Ramah tells us the following. In my edition, it's on the next page. The Ramah says like this. Dover Shiesh Lo Heter. Towards the end of the Ramah. Dover Sheish Lo Heter, V'chozer V'nesar, Kigon Chametz B'Pesach, Lo Mikri Dover Sheish Lo Matirin. If you have something that is at a time mutter, and then will revert to Isur, like Chametz B'Pesach, that's not called Dover Sheish Lo Matirin. In other words, it has to be something that's always mutter. What's a classic example? Let's just clarify. What would be a classic example of Dover Sheish Lo Matirin? A Beit Sishanol de B'yantif will always be mutter. After Yantif. If you have Chadash, the Yisr Chadash, once becomes Yashan, it's always Mutter. Chametz B'Pesach is a fascinating, fascinating question. On the one hand, the Chametz is going to be Aser now on Pesach, and it's going to be Mutter after Pesach, but next year Pesach, it's going to be Aser again. So that in such a case, do we call that a davar sheish lo matir? So it comes along the Mardechi, and the Mardechi says not. Now the truth is, this is really a fascinating conceptual question. It's not that relevant halacha lemaisa, but as a small window when it's relevant. Because what's the nafka mina of davar sheish lo matirin? Well, that's where Rabbi Akiva Eiger comes in. That's where Rabbi Yosef is Rabbi Akiva Eiger. Maybe it's totally in Rashi and the Ran, v'chulei. But generally, what's halacha when it comes to chametz on Pesach? Chametz b'Pesach in a taruvos is aser b'mashuhu. So it really doesn't matter about whether it's a davar sheish lo matirin and not batal, because chametz b'Pesach anyhow is not batal.
When the taruvos was made,
wait, in a chanami. So that's what I was about to say. The Nafgamina is going to be in a slightly more constricted case than what you just said. The Nafgamina is going to be chatzos. From Chatzos, from Erev Pesach to Pesach itself, so then in such a case, then it's not Aser B'Mashu, and then in such a case, what do you say? Is it a Davar Sheish Lo Matirin, and therefore the Taruvos is going to be entirely Aser. So over here, the Ramah is Meiko, but the Ramah himself concluded, V'yesh Cholkin Bazeh. The Ramah concludes that this is actually a big machlokis. Because if you look in the Rambam, and that's how Lecha Mishnah explains the Rambam, if you take a look at the Rambam, you'll see that the Rambam is of the opinion that this qualifies as Dover Sheish Lo Matirin. And the Shach even goes so far as to say that the Mechaber, which I don't think I photocopied for you, I apologize. If you take a look at the Shach in Sivkot and Yudalit, he says, we'll start from the beginning. Dibur Masli Yeshcholkim Lufi Zeh Hadi Yeshomer Barachaim Simen Tafim Zayin Sham The Chametz BePesach Yavish BYavish Chab Betrei Batal Haynu Shelo Bemino Di Ilu Bemino Avalei Davar Sheish Lo Matirin. According to the Shita that says that Chametz BePesach Yavish BYavish Chab Betrei is Batal, that would only be Shelo Bemino. But if it's Bemino, it would be Davar Sheish Lo Matirin. In other words, in Tafim Zayin we learn that the halacha is that chad betray is still batal when it comes to chametz b'pesach, in contrast to alach. So then, there it's also b'mashu. But even the man d'amar who holds that yavish b'yavish chad betray is batal, if it's davar sheish lo matirin, then in such a case, it would be osir if it's bimino. In other words, if it's bimino, there are shitas of all that it's going to be osir because of davar sheyesh lamatirin. We saw that davar sheyesh lamatirin is only osir bimino, it's not osir be'eino mino. So that's what the shach points out in Yudalid. And then the shach even goes further. Miu yesh lamer da hashnei svar, this is how we include sifkat in Yudalid, da hashnei svar shevi mechaber sham nami ba pligi, yicham etzav davar sheyesh lamatirin olo. He even suggests that there are two deis in Shulchan Aruch and Taf Mem Zayin, whether we consider Chametz B'Pesach as a Davar Sheyesh L'Matirin. Nidmeli that the world, Behesim Meruba, is Mekel, although, if you take a look at the Chachmas Adam, that's on your second page, Chachmas Adam just quotes two Shitas. Take a look at the Chachmas Adam, Nun Gimel Chachetz, Davar Sheyesh L'Matirin, V'chozer V'Nesar, K'dom Chametz B'Pesach Shinis Arev, Yesh Amrim Dahavi Dover Sheish Lamatirim. Some say it is a Dover Sheish Lamatirim. Yesh Amrim Dezel Lomikri Dover Sheish Lamatirim. So the Chachma Salim just quotes it as two deos. He leaves it as two deos in regards to whether we consider Chametz Pesach Dover Sheish Lamatirim. Rav Dikman says that the Minig HaPoskim is to was it Rav Dikman? Yes, not Rav Felder. Rav Dikman himself says that the Minig HaPoskim is to be Mekel on Chametz Pesach, not to consider a Davar Sheyesh L'Matirin. But again, like I pointed out, in most instances the issue is a moot issue because anyhow Chametz is Aser B'Mashu. Yesh L'Falpo, Rav Yosef raised what happens according to the Shitos that say that it's Batel already prior to Pesach. What would it be in regards to Davar Sheyesh L'Matirin? In other words, not after Sheshos, but even prior to Sheshos, that's something to discuss in the Beis Medrash. This is just Rashi Prakim and not being ma'arich on it too much. I'll conclude with one final fascinating question that Rav Felder raised in his shiurim. This is dessert at the end of the sugya. He raised the following fascinating question, Hilchos Muktzah. Hilchos Muktzah is of course a classic example of Davar Sheyesh L'Matirin. So in Os Chaf Beis, on page Reish Yud Ches, he raises the following question. And that is, what happens if you have the following Shaila came up in Lakewood. Listen to this interesting Shaila. I don't think it's a Shaila at all. And he himself ultimately comes down to it. It's a fascinating, it's a good way to scare people. Here, what happened was is that there was a bar mitzvah, a sheva brachos, and the people were lighting in the hall. And so the women lit, and one of the women lit her candles on a chair. Okay. And then the next morning, could very well be the Gentiles who were working there cleared everything off, and they, let's say there were tea lights, so they just knocked off the tea lights. But the chair, chura, is a basis l'davar aser. It's a basis l'davar aser, then the chair is aser. Okay, so you won't sit on this chair. But now, some chevrama notices that the chair is now mixed up with all the chairs. So now you can't sit on any chair at the bar mitzvah. Fascinating shayla, huh? Davar Sheyesh L'Matirin in action. You need Talmid Chacham to figure out that shayla. Oh, so the coin to Tzvach. Yeah, that according to Tzvach, it's good. Right. Problem is that we don't pass like the Tzvach. So Rav Felder is Mefalpel. He's Mefalpel. And he doesn't have a heter within Davar Sheyesh L'Matirin. You get stuck within Davar Sheyesh. Unless you're going to, you need to have guts. Rav Shachter could tell us, yes, that we could follow the Tzvach, Shasat Chak. You need to have big shoulders to be able to say that you're going to follow the Tzvach. Because the Chura, case after case after case, you come over to me in Beis Medrash, show me a bunch of cases here in Sin Kuf Beis, are not like the Tzlach. Case after case after case, it's not like the Tzlach. So what else? So the answer actually is not within Davar Sheyesh L'Matirin. It's a flag on the play. I'm jumping ahead for next year. It's a heter within Hilchos Muktzah. And that is that even though it's a basis l'davar aser, the halacha is that the only person that can make a basis l'davar aser, he quotes this at the end from the Be'er Halacha, is that if it's your basis, if you own it. So when my wife lights on our table, so then in such a case, if there's nothing else on the table, so then she made the table of basal darasa. But it's mafurish that you can't make somebody else's item of basal darasa. So if my wife is in a hall and she lights on someone else's table, she can't make their table basal darasa. So obviously the caterer does not want you to make all the chairs of aser, and therefore it's going to be mutter. Now, this actually has another, this shaila has another version. Rafelder doesn't make this, but there was a glamorous shaila in Eretz Yisrael like this. Glamorous in terms of halacha. Listen to this gishmak shaila. This is reward for surviving Dover Sheishon Matirin for another day. So we'll conclude, Mirtz Hashem Thursday will be our last day of Dover Sheishon Matirin, and then we'll start Mirtz Hashem Monday for Nosin Tam Lufkan. Listen to this fascinating shaila. There were boys in the yeshiva that were they were taking the chalons on Friday night to the chagrin of the cook and the hanhala of the yeshiva. They were going into the kitchen and they were taking the chalons. The cook asked them not to, and they didn't listen. So the cook said, had a brilliant idea. What did the cook do? The cook decided that he's going to light candles on Friday night on top of the chalons pot. He's going to light candles. And it'll be candles that would still, they would come into the kitchen at 11 o'clock. The candles were going to go out at 4 in the morning. So at least most of the guys would be asleep at 4 in the morning, so then he'd be okay. Most of the chalons would be left for the next day. But one of the boys tried to outsmart the cook, and he went to the Rosh Hashiva with a shaila. He said, now the chalons is aser for everybody, because it's a basal sladavar aser. Because he put it on the lid, and the lid makes now you're not allowed to lift the lid. That was the shaila. So Rav Yitzchak Zilberstein Shlita, he has always the most exciting shaila. Rav Yitzchak Zilberstein said that shalom is mutter for everybody. It's the exact same svar, and that is the yeshiva no way wanted that the cook to make the lid pot a basis l'davar aser, and the meila, everything is going to be mutter. So actually, Rafelder's shaila is not a shaila of Dover Sheish L'Matirin at all, but what's fascinating is every single angle you might come to from Dover Sheish L'Matirin to try to be matir is not, you're probably not going to be able to be matir al Dover Sheish L'Matirin. It's a real shaila, unless you're going to use the tzlach, but at the end of the day, in Hilchos Muktzah, you'll probably be able to get out of it because you can't make a basis on something that the owner would not want to become a basis l'davar aser. Okay, in terms of our game plan, like I said, the Siyata D'Shmaya will finish Kuf Beis next time. I'll add some more Maror Makomos within the Ramah, and we will be starting Nosin Tam Lufkan on Monday, on Sunday. Yes.
For the Rosh Hashanah, what could you say that the issue of the Klipa? The issue is only in the Klipa.
Let's say, but either way, but the Mamela, you have an Easter. If it's an Easter Daraisa, then you have an Easter to use the Klipa. Then you're not allowed to.
I'm saying, let's say a piece of meat, but it's not a Daraisa.
Okay.